Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
In episode 26 of the Taylor Merrick podcast, you will learn how to control your finances. There will be an interview with Jeff Mills, and you'll be learning about Wi-Fi paint. All coming up in this episode, sponsored by GoToMyPC.
Welcome to the Taylor Merrick podcast. The 3-in-1 podcast on finances, business, and technology. Podcasting to you from the studios of TaylorMerrick.com, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. Glad you're here and you're listening. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas at any time, call our toll-free line, 1-866-TMP-2860. You can also Skype me, Taylor.Merrick. You can also contact me via email. Just go to taylormerrick.com and click on the contact me. Also, the forums and chat room are up and running. You can find out more details about that by going to the taylormerrick.com website. Yes, the Taylor Merrick podcast has a new sponsor, GoToMyPC, and let me tell you, their product is great. It is absolutely amazing, and it is very effective. Well, I'm not going to give it away all now. I will be talking more about them later. In episode 26, which has been sponsored by GoToMyPC, for finances, you will learn how to control your finances. For business, there will be an interview with Jeff Mills. And for technology, it will be Wi-Fi paint. Okay, here's the problem. Leaving your shoes at home is one thing. But forgetting critical files at the office for your business trip is another. Here's the solution. GoToMyPC can save the day. It lets you access your PC from anywhere, so you can grab that file you forgot and be fine. With GoToMyPC, you can operate your PC just like you were there. And you can use all your programs, files, network resources, and email from anywhere. Try GoToMyPC free today with a special offer just for listeners. You can get 30 days of GoToMyPC free with unlimited access. Just visit GoToMyPC.com/podcast. That's GoToMyPC.com/podcast. Try GoToMyPC free today. Well, today in finances, you might be wondering, well, how do I control my finances and what are some benefits of being in control? And I would like to read you a story that I heard from Robert Kiyosaki that would drive home a very good point. And it goes as such. In 1999, Kim and I realized that we had outgrown our accountants. They were good when we were small, but our wealth had grown and we needed more sophisticated advisors. Just as you shop for a car, we began shopping for new accountants. One firm came highly recommended and we met with them. After the meeting, we left our financial records and they said they would get back to us after reviewing them in about 3 weeks. So we set an appointment, shook hands, and left their office. 3 weeks later, we met again. Their findings were informative and it seemed they could really help us save a lot of money on taxes. Far more than our old accountants were able to. As the meeting drew to a close, one of the senior partners says, "We have some concerns about your investments. Oh, I said, what are your concerns? Well, we just happen to have our senior investment officer here from New York today, and we think it best he tell you what he has found. Okay, I agreed. Let's meet with him. In walked in a handsome Ivy League preppy young man who sat down and got straight to the point. This young man looked like he stepped out from the pages of Gentleman's Quarterly down to the techie wire-rimmed glasses. Adjusting his glasses, he began by saying, I find you are too heavily investing in real estate, gold, silver, oil, and gas. Yes, I replied, Kim and I own the companies or are controlling investors in the business. Yes, but you're too heavily weighed in real estate and hard commodities, the good-looking preppy said. So what do you recommend, I asked. I recommend you sell your real estate and commodity holdings and invest in a well-diversified portfolio of mutual funds. Really? I replied. What kind of mutual funds do you recommend? I love the high-tech sector, he said with a smile. After all, we are in the information age and your investments are industrial age investments. You might want to invest in the true blue-chip stocks, but also look at some of these high-flying dot-com stocks. I might be able to get you in to an IPO. Not with a lot of money, but just a few shares to test the market. You know, diversification is the way to go. To this day, I cannot believe I almost believed him. After all, he was from an Ivy League school, top of his class in finance. He looked good and sounded convincing, and his talk about getting into a dot-com IPO tickled my greed button. In other words, I was being sucked in. How does this sound to you? Asked the senior partner. I think we can save you a lot of money in taxes and get you more diversified in your investments. With the word diversified, I snapped out of my haze and said, thank you. Let us think about it and we'll call you when we've made our decision. 3 days later, I called and said we were passing on them as accountants and as investment advisors. As I said, I wanted to believe what I was hearing. I was very impressed by the well-educated and smartly dressed young man. He sounded like he knew what he was talking about. Also, managing your own money and investments is time-consuming and often trying, so the idea of turning over our investments to well-educated experts was enticing. Yet when he said the word diversification, I snapped out of my dream state. One of the reasons the word diversification snapped me out of my dream state is because I learned early in life that you do not win by diversifying. As stated earlier, diversification is a defensive strategy, not an offensive investment strategy. Instead of diversifying, Rich Dad taught his son and me to focus on winning. He said, great athletes focus. Very few athletes can be all-stars in many different sports. If you take Michael Jordan as an example, he is one of the greatest basketball players who ever lived. Yet when he tried out for professional baseball, he was not as great. In other words, he won when he focused and lost when he diversified. Well, here is a good thing that should help you focus in on taking control of your finances. And that is with using the word FOCUS as an acronym. And that stands for Follow One Course Until Successful. That is in the words of Robert Kiyosaki. And actually, I like that acronym a lot. Follow One Course Until Successful. That is really what you would want to do. Even though it is possible to achieve financial success by diversifying, you really don't want to be willing to... You really want to learn how to focus in into that. And here is a funny thing. Afterwards, when Robert was telling the story, he said, if we had diversified as the young man suggested, we would have lost millions in one of the biggest market crashes in history, the crash that started in 2000 and from which the world has not yet recovered. Instead of our wealth going up by many millions, our wealth would have come down by many millions, even if we had diversified. How can you take control of your finances? Well, here are six basic controls a sophisticated investor wants over an investment. One is income, two is expense, three is asset, four is liability, five is financial education / management, and six is insurance. And sometimes if you don't feel comfortable in investing in investments where you're not in control, that's okay. What you want to do is when to remember this focus, follow one course until successful, is that I want you to focus on you being able to take control of your life, take control of your finances. Instead of quitting when things get rough, focus in, keep going, keep learning, keep persevering until you become a winner. Also, when you are focusing in, you learn how to see worlds others never see, and it is what you can see that others do not see that really makes you rich. If the money is not in your head, it won't be in your hands. That is the power of focusing in, and that is what I would suggest you do. Start focusing in on how to control your finances. Start listening to some other podcasts. Start listening to other resources. Dave Ramsey, Donald Trump. Start immersing yourself and learning how to control your finances from your income all the way down to your liabilities. Be able to cover every single aspect so that you know what is going on and you know enough to be able to take control of your finances if somebody else is in control of it. If you have any further questions on this, I would highly encourage you call the toll-free comment line 1-866-TMP-2860, and this will wrap up the finances section.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other fine podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry without the E's.
This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, podcastpickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download already in progress.
In business today, I have a very special treat for you guys. Here with me, I have Jeff Mills. And Jeff Mills is a former youth pastor of 9 years who is now a full-time internet information entrepreneur, book author, speaker, sales coach, and also an avid traveler. I'm sure everybody is wondering this. First of all, what got you involved in the business world? What perked your interest in it, Jeff?
That's a great question, and thanks for having me on the show, by the way, and hello to all the listeners out there who have never met me before. What got me in looking at, you know, starting a business was, like I said, like you said at the beginning, I used to be a youth pastor, and as much as that's a great, you know, position to be in and lots of fun working with kids and teaching them about God, it doesn't pay the bills that well. You know, I don't want to make it all about money, but we are big time in debt. And my wife and I were working in two different churches out there. And with that came a lot of stress. And then we had a baby, which added to our stress level. So I started dabbling on the internet, seeing if there's ways I could make any money online. You know, building websites, selling products, selling businesses, selling services. And I actually found I had quite a knack for it. And I started to make more money on the internet than I was in my youth pastor position. And I figured if I could come home and make the kind of money I'm making now and then support my wife and her ministry and help raise our daughter from the home, that would probably make things a lot easier for our family. So that's what I did. And I came home. I started working on my businesses full time and supporting my wife. And that's how I got started, you know, getting into this internet marketing stuff and creating business opportunities and training people on how to do the same thing for themselves if they wanted to do what I've done.
Great. And how well has it been going so far? Have you been able to quit your regular job and now you're devoting everything to the internet?
Yeah, basically that's how it worked. You know, back in 2003, that's when I stepped out of my position as a youth pastor on my own choice to come home. And I'm never going to have a job again. At this point, I'm very unemployable, and that's by choice because I don't think I could ever go and work for a company or a corporation ever again now that I know what I know about being an entrepreneur and how to make money on the internet. And you ask me how it's gone. You can go, anyone can visit any of my websites. They can go to, you know, jeffmills.com, which is my blog, or they can go to my vacation and travel company website, which is coastalvacationtravelclub.com, and they can see proof of my income and proof of my success. I've almost made $1 million in sales, not in sales, but in profit in the last 3 years just being online. I've sold over $1.4 million of products and services online in the last 3 years. And this is with no experience, no formal training, no business training, no business school, none of
that.
Wow. And it all just goes to show you that anybody out there who has an idea or a plan or they have a dream, they can achieve it if they just put their mind to it and do it. And I'm living the dream right now, and we're enjoying it. We travel all the time all over the world. We have friends and our businesses in 20 countries around the world, and it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. It's not going to get smaller.
Great. Good thing to take to heart, listeners, that anybody can make it on the internet, even if you have no experience at all. And so I would have another question for you. What is your passion? What keeps you going in this business, Jeff?
What keeps me passionate, what keeps me going, and it really what it comes down to is it's all about people. This is, you know, no matter what kind of business or services or products or things people are doing in the online world, all of it revolves around working with people through relationships. And people don't buy from websites, they don't buy from emails, they don't buy from, automated phone calls. They buy from human beings through real human relationships. People listen to your podcast because you're real and they benefit from the information you give them. And what makes me really passionate is that I get to work with people just like you and other people who have a dream, and I have resources, I have skills and abilities that I can impart onto them that help them become better people, that help them become more successful entrepreneurs and business people, that give them the benefits of monetary, you know, rewards coming to them, the benefits of having great friendships all over the world. And all that works together to make me get up in the morning and do what I do. I'm also motivated by money, believe it or not, and I like to make a lot of money, and I like to keep making money. It's like a game to me, you know. It's like, how much can I make today? You know, how much can I make tomorrow? You know, ask me what's the most money I've ever made in one month.
I would think maybe 500,000. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be great if that was how much I made in 1 month. No. The most I ever made in 1 month was $106,000 in just 1 month.
Wow.
The most I ever made in 1 day was like $32,000.
And that was with absolutely no experience whatsoever.
Well, I built my experience now. Over the last 3 years, you could say that I've had my own, I've created my own education. I've been to a lot of seminars now. I've been to a lot of places. You know, I even do my own internet marketing seminar where I teach people how to run businesses online, how to market those businesses. It's called the Midwest Super Conference. If anyone wants to get, you know, free audios of training by that, they can go to MidwestSuperConference.com, and they can learn more about that conference we do here in the Midwest up in Minnesota. So I've kind of been through the seminar circuits and been to a lot of seminars, and now I'm doing my own seminars. And the money you can make from doing all this is very lucrative, and the people you can help is fantastic. And the reason we make so much money doing what we do is because we don't sell things that are small priced, meaning I don't spend my time and my focus on businesses or opportunities or products and services that would reward me with tiny profits. I want to sell products and services that have a high return and a big high yield. You know, so I make money like $1,000 per sale. When I sell travel memberships, I can make $6,500 per sale when I sell travel memberships. And that's a big payout. And people need to realize this. This is a key point, that it takes just as much effort for me to make a $1,000 commission selling one product as it does for me to make a $100 commission selling a $150 product. It's the same amount of work, the same amount of effort goes into every sale. So what would you rather be doing, making, you know, $100 profits or $1,000 profits? And I chose to put my mindset where I'm going to make those bigger profits and make more money that way, and that's why I've made so much money. And that's why I'm so passionate about what I do, because I know other people can do exactly what I've done with no experience.
Well, that's great. Well, I will leave you with one more question. If there is one thing in this conversation that you would like the listeners to remember, what would that be?
That's a great question. I think what I want the listeners is that, you know, anybody can achieve success online or offline as long as they want it bad enough and they take the time to get what they want and learn about what it is they're lacking in. Get that education and then apply what they have. So many people have education, they don't do anything with it. You know, the average college student goes to college and then they never pick up a textbook. 75-72% never open up a book to learn anything for the rest of their lives. What is that? It's all about wasting our education and wasting our youth. So as you listen to this podcast and you've learned some of these things, take action on what you've learned. Take action on what you've heard. Take action on what you know. And like Nike says, just do it.
And if you want to learn more about Jeff Mills, simply go to his blog, jeffmills.com. You speak about everything and you have links to your other companies that you run, right?
That is correct.
Yep. And you can find out more about him there and hopefully learn from Jeff Mills and his extensive knowledge that he has built up over the years. We will be right back with technology.
This show is a proud member of
the techpodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here.
Now you may be thinking to yourself, Wi-Fi paint, Wi-Fi paint, well, what is that? Well, EM-SEC Technologies announces a successful test of wireless blocking paint. Well, there are some tests performed around the perimeter of their painted facility, and that yielded successful results for the protection of wireless devices and other electronic equipment within the structure. The test confirmed that wireless transmission of information can be protected from unauthorized access by the use of their EM-SEC coding system. Well, the EM-SEC coding, it has an electromagnetic barrier for the containment of wireless networks, and it is very helpful if you know somebody, even if you don't know somebody, but even if there is a possibility that somebody might be leeching off of your Wi-Fi, this is a good deterrent. The only issue I could see coming up with this is, what about Windows? Is there an issue with it going through Windows? Can Wi-Fi pass through to Windows? Or does this electromagnetic paint cover the entire perimeter, the entire area? And while the test demonstrated that intellectual property can no longer be stolen through the airwaves while it is inside this EMSEC coded facility, they go on to state that we have developed an innovative shielding system that cannot only be utilized by corporate offices, boardrooms, server and computer rooms, and research and development laboratories to protect their digital assets from electronic eavesdropping, but it will also ensure the safe operation of wireless networks, said Wayne LeGrand, President and Chief Technical Officer of EMSEC Technologies, LLC. So I'm definitely looking forward to this, seeing how it would work. The only problem with this paint, other than having it pass through Windows, is that it's only limited to an architectural structure, something that can be painted and that you can paint a border around. If you have Wi-Fi, well, you basically, and you take this paint and you coat your house with it, I don't know if you'll be able to go outside in your yard and be able to use it that way. But hey, you never know. We'll see how testing goes and what else develops from this. But this is for technology, new Wi-Fi paint. What do you think about it? Hey, drop me a comment. Toll free 1-866-TMP-2860. I'll be glad to listen to it and we'll play it on the next show. As always, I will have a link to this press release in the show notes. So be sure to check out TaylorMerrick.com. And that will wrap it up for the technology portion. And I would like to thank you for tuning in to listen to episode 26 of the Taylor Merrick Podcast, sponsored by GoToMyPC. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas about anything that was discussed in any of the shows, call our toll-free line. Don't forget the resources that are available to you, specifically the forum and the chat room. I'm Taylor Merrick, and I will see you next week.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.